This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners says that when he goes to the gym, he farts a lot. And why are you farting at the gym? Now, I work out at home, and I got to be honest with you, that's not when I see my gas. I see most of my gas, I guess, I don't know, probably at night. I don't know when I sleep. I don't really see it at the gym because that is a little counterintuitive. When you're at the gym and your adrenaline's going up and you got your flight, fright response with your epinephrine and your sympathetic nervous system going on, you would think the bowels would slow down. You really wouldn't have that relaxation that you get with the parasympathetic. Most people have their gas when they're relaxed and just sitting on the couch and, you know, watching Netflix and, you know, whatever. And then we all blame it on the dog. And it's fun. It's how, you know, Americans entertain themselves at night. But, the French don't fart. You don't know that? Yeah, French people don't fart. Israelis burp, but they don't fart either. Yeah, there's certain cultures, they just don't. That's their claim. Look up Wikipedia. But, you know, for us Americans, we're really big on the farts. And you know, we're really good at it, too. We're really, really good. So, at the gym, my guess is what's going on is you have a lot of mechanics in play. And so when you do something called Valsalva, you'll hear a lot of doctors talk about this Valsalva where you increase your intra-abdominal pressure either by doing a squat or lifting or a lot of us, we all Valsalva when we poop. You know, when you kind of bear down to poop or give birth or whatever, that's Valsalva-ing. So a lot of times some of your exercises include a Valsalva maneuver. And then, of course, you could pass gas. But that's not what really people care about. People care about how do you kind of fart less. First of all, what's the normal amount of farting we're supposed to do? Well, they say, okay, I don't know how they're measuring this, anywhere from like 5 to 15 times a day. All right, I think I can knock that out in an hour. I mean, really? But get this, all right? It's really reliant on your bowel movements. So you could actually time and choreograph, right? Any of us with Broadway experience can choreograph our farts during a time of day where it's not going to be very apparent at work or at the gym. And so to decrease your farting, right, and your gas, you need to have good bowel habits. All right, so what's in a fart? Okay, well, we got a lot of gas. For those of you with your chemistry background, we got our methane, we got our carbon dioxide, we got oxygen, nitrogen. Not that if you're scuba diving and your tank goes low, you know, that's not that much oxygen, but there's still some oxygen in there. And then, of course, hydrogen. And so this odor that you get comes from the hydrogen sulfide. Usually farts don't have to have odor, but they can, depending on what is making it. Is it the air you swallowed? If you swallow air, that's not going to be as stinky as air from your bacteria. Your gut is completely lined with bacteria. It's your microbiome. You got zillions of bacteria in there. And they, when they metabolize, they make gas. And so a lot of gas could be from that. So you have a whole bunch of different chemicals and byproducts and all sorts of things, not to mention your food. And certain foods can make you more gassy, like beans. I mean, beans, that's like, yeah, they just do. So to minimize gas, there's a few things you need to do. Okay, one is, if you're constipated and you're going, you know, I'll maybe poop at 2 p.m. one day or 8 a.m. another, you're not going to be able to have that control. But if you have a good regimen with fiber and a good diet and you drink a lot of fluid, you've got to drink a lot of fluid, you'll be able to time your potties. And then if you're getting the potty out and the gas, then you don't really have as much buildup and you don't have as much pressure. And before you go to the gym, try and poop. I mean, then you don't have that extra gas and pressure. By the way, gas we need. The reason why we have farts and gas is because that allows us to have these mass movements of our stool. So really quickly, you eat food, right? It goes in your mouth, then it goes down the esophagus, and the esophagus propels it down to the stomach. Your stomach has acid to help kind of digest the food and help break it down and churn it down. Then you go into your small intestine, and your small intestine is where we digest a lot of our nutrients. And the small intestine is long. I mean, you got feet and feet of small intestine. Then it gets down to the colon. And when it gets to the colon, the main job of the colon is to absorb any extra water out of the stool. So let's say you have the stomach bug and you got diarrhea and you have a very fast transit time. Your stool's going to be really watery. Your body wasn't able to absorb the water out of it. But if you don't poop every day and you go for days without pooping, the stool churns and churns and the colon just sucks out the water. And so it gets very, very hard and it gets very, very smelly. And so constipated people usually don't have enough fluid in their diet and they got to drink more fluid. So I know there's a lot more we need to talk about this. And so in the last minute, what could you do to decrease gas? Okay, but one is have regular bowel movements. Okay? Try to time it. Number two is try not to swallow that much air. You know, my father used to always at dinner say, shut up and eat. And I thought it was because, oh, he was kind of worried about my digestion. No. Yeah, he didn't want me to fart. When you talk, when you eat, all right, you swallow air. Gum. How many of you guys chew gum? I chew gum all the time. Not good. You're swallowing air. And then there's certain foods that when they break down, they give you gas. Protein drinks, protein shakes. A lot of you guys fart at the gym because you take in so many protein shakes and protein drinks. Well, if your body can't digest that and break it down, you're going to make gas. Beans for me, not beans. I can do okay with beans, but onions. I don't have the enzyme to break down onions anymore. I lost that in my 20s. Not sure where I lost it. But, so I use Beano. Beano helps helps you digest your vegetables because certain onions, beans, legumes, things like that can make it hard to digest. So sometimes enzyme supplements can help you. Lactase. If any of you guys are lactose intolerant and you don't have the enzyme to break down milk, you could use these little lactate tablets. But don't hold it in. Get to your car, toot in the car, but the more you hold it in, the bigger it gets. All right? We don't want, like, woo, explosion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work of the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So a report has come out saying that depression is on the rise in the generation Wires or the millennials, and starting to be with the Generation Zs, which I think those are the ones born past 1995. And they say at least 20% of these younger generation individuals, although millennials are starting to get a little older, but that's okay, do not seek treatment. Now, our society, whether you want to look at our healthcare system or the economy or just infrastructure or politics, we really steer things a lot on how we feel. Okay, I'm not a psychologist. I'm a family doctor. But I am overwhelmed by how psychology plays a role in everything. You know? Like, for example, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but if you guys go on social media, you're going to see your friends look 40 years older. Have you guys seen this? Go on social media, and there is something going viral right now where you could take your picture and transform it into what you would look like if you were 80 or 90. And, yeah, I did mine. It's kind of scary. You're gonna see me. You can't unsee that. My husband, it's like, I don't think he's going to want to have sex with me for weeks after looking at that. I'm really not that attractive when I'm older. But it's going viral. And everybody wants to now post a picture of themselves that's not very flattering. Which is kind of interesting because we're in this whole selfie phase right now where everybody puts a picture of themselves in which they look good and hot and sexy and whatever. And now all of a sudden in the last 24 hours, you see some of the most hideous pictures out there. And I'm not saying being older looks hideous, but me older is very hideous looking. Yeah, but then again, for 90 years old, maybe I am pretty hot. So I have that on my Facebook and Twitter. You guys will see and probably, like, think it's crazy. But overnight, everybody and their mother wanted to post a picture of themselves looking like that. And so what's driving these viral trends or these tendencies? I still don't get why Cabbage Patch Kids, right, were a big thing. I thought they were some of the ugliest dolls. I really don't get that. Or Billy Bass Fishmouth. What was that? Where the fish was, I don't understand, but there were certain things that just went crazy. And what's the psychology behind that? Well, because people want to belong. People want to fit in. People want to be part of a group, be part of a culture. That gets scary when you see governments start to change or people start to follow weird leaders, right? Like in the Nazi party. People start to not even, you know, they start to abandon their own beliefs just to kind of go with where they think the majority is ruling. There's a study that's out saying a lot of millennials and Generation Zers are abandoning religion. It's probably one of the most least religious or pious generations. And that's fine if they don't want to believe in religion, but are they doing it? Because they think that's the cool thing to do. You know, in the older days, it was very, very, that was the end thing to do. You went to church. You prayed. That's what you did. I mean, for me, it wasn't even a popularity thing. You wake up, you brush your teeth, you pray. Before you eat, you pray. You hear good news, you hear bad news, you pray. Before you go to bed, you pray. That's just something you do. And that, I still do that. I am always praying throughout the day. Always. Some of you are like, well, pray for a better radio show. No, I'm not going to waste God's time on praying for a better radio show. You guys, if you don't like my show, you can pray for a better radio show. But no. I pray for health. I pray for safety. I pray for the country. I pray. So, I mean, to me, that's just a part of living. But you have a lot of individuals where, you know, they might not have really had that sort of core family. They might not have on Sunday gone to church or Saturday gone to temple or Friday night gone to temple or, you know, didn't really do the rituals or didn't do the holidays. And so it's just not a part of their makeup. So we go back to the original story where we have a 47% increase in major depression diagnoses since 2013. Now, this was a Blue Cross Blue Shield report. So this is a 47% increase in diagnoses. Imagine the number of people that aren't going to a doctor or medical provider and getting diagnosed. And so if we do have more depression, if we have a society of younger individuals that don't really have that go-to faith that seems to help give them strength during very difficult times. I have a friend of mine, she lost her daughter. And when she found out the news of her daughter, you know, she was at work and she was, you know, crying and she was distraught, but immediately she ran to church. And she spent hours at the church, and that helped give her strength. I mean, for some of us, our faith is where we get our strength and how and our go-to to help us through the difficult times. So if you have a generation that doesn't really have a relationship with God and doesn't feel guided by God or feel guided by the Bible, that could possibly increase more of their depression. Also, yeah, there's a lot of other things going on, you know, job insecurity, living at home when you don't want to live at home, but you can't afford to live elsewhere. Not having a job that you like. Not knowing what your future may bring if you put, 5 to 10 years into, post high school education. So there's a lot of different things that could be causing this. Seeing your best friends look stone cold hot on social media. And you can't look like that. Well, of course, they're doing filters and they're playing around with their picture. So I'm now, right, I'm middle-aged. So I'm looking at, okay, when I start to enter my 50s and 60s and 70s, who is going to be the foundation of the, which generation is going to be, making our country work, paying the taxes, making things happen? And I get a little nervous. I mean, I love millennials, and I have a lot of optimism for the future. But I get nervous as I hear that more and more of these dynamic, young people are suffering from depression. When you suffer from depression, you don't really want to go to work. You don't really want to kind of, attack and pursue a career. You may not have a successful relationship. You may not have more kids. Depression can cause a wide slew of issues, not to mention health expenditures. This study that happened, I believe it was reported last month, talked about how, Generation Xers and, millennials and Generation Zers and looking at healthcare costs, they were talking about how when somebody is suffering from depression, that can, increase a lot of health expenditures. Somebody's depressed, their back pain may be more exacerbated. If they're depressed, they're not going to work out. They may become more obese. If they're more obese, then they're going to have more back pain or diabetes or heart disease. So we are looking at a healthcare crisis. We're also looking at a national security crisis. If you have people who are depressed, you have people that aren't very fit, who's going to be in our military? So what do we do as a society? Well, we can't change people's minds, right, about, how they feel and, their perception. This is the way, younger people perceive the world, Everything's through kind of a filter. It's how you market yourself. If you don't know how to market yourself, you're at a disadvantage. And they think they're going to be competing with robots and automation. And so, and they're right. They're right. I mean, the millennials aren't wrong about what they're upset about. But maybe what we need to do is not ridicule religion like a lot of politicians do. I mean, I understand. You've got to have separation of church and state. Your religion is your religion. My religion is my religion. But this idea of religion is bad and you're going to be square, you're going to be, not that that's a term used anymore, but you're going to be unpopular if you choose to go to church. I mean, I remember in college, me and a bunch of my friends, Friday night would always go to temple. That was, to me, a cool thing to do. It's something that I wanted to do, and that's how we spent our Friday nights. So, maybe we need to not be ridiculing, religion as much, because I think that's a huge part to this whole depression epidemic that we have. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Arguably the world's most notorious drug lord, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has been sentenced to life in an American prison. The Mexican man's lawyer, Jeffrey Lichtman, saying his client was not given a fair trial, so they're going to appeal.
All we asked for was fairness. And no matter what you think of Joaquin Guzman, he still deserves a fair trial.
The 62-year-old Guzman found guilty earlier this year of trafficking illegal drugs into the United States for decades. Californians now in the San Francisco area are worried after a series of earthquakes rumbled across that part of the state. Two quakes shaking the San Francisco Bay Area within 13 minutes yesterday, and a quake reported in Southern California near Ridgecrest, where two big quakes struck earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
You probably want to eat healthy, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day is not only time-consuming, it's expensive. That's why at Texas Superfood, we've created a blend of the best USDA organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powerful enzymes and probiotics, and energizing herbs, all in a convenient capsule or powder. We call it Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, and I invented Texas Superfood almost 20 years ago with one goal in mind: to help people like you who lead busy lives get the all-natural nutrition that every one of us needs and deserves. So if you can't, won't, or don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. See our full line of quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55. TexasSuperfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if you guys have seen the Notre Dame since the fire. They have it all walled off. And so I got to see it a couple years ago. It was exquisite, just absolutely exquisite. It still is. But they have it now in France, all walled off. Because they're, you know, obviously doing repairs. There are still certain parts of it in use, but the areas where you could come in and, and you know, pray is walled off, so we couldn't go in there and pray in the cathedral. And it's a work of art. If you know, once they get it fixed, you have to see it. But we're being told there's some news that the Notre Dame Cathedral blaze was allowed to burn undetected for 30 full minutes because of critical mistakes made by employees. This is according to a new report being reported here by the New York Post. They say a fire alert on the night of the April 15th blaze was dismissed as a fire alarm by a security guard. Now, the security guard apparently was new, and he was on the job for just 3 days. And they say a church guard inspected the wrong building. So what happened is there was a fire alarm. They went to one of the buildings, but they went to the wrong one. They said all clear. By the time the employees realized their mistake, it was 30 minutes later. 30 minutes is a long time for a fire to go on, but it can't go on undetected. So flames in the attic of the cathedral, the cathedral's about 850 years old, they're apparently by then burning out of control. They say the building was also very close to collapsing. Thank God 500 heroic firefighters went in there, now at much greater risk, because a 30-minute fire now has messed up a lot of foundation. So they say a flawed fire response plan also underestimated how quickly the fire could spread in the 13th century building's wooden attic. There were no sprinklers or firewalls installed to protect the landmark or firefighters. So according to Glenn Corbett, an associate professor of fire science at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, says the whole outcome of it is this clumsy human response. That makes me nervous. Okay? Every time in the news we hear that, you know, a human made matters worse, I get a little nervous because people use that as an argument to, you know, automate things, right? And, you know, use robots as security guards. I'm really not ready for all of us being replaced. But, I mean, look at what happened at the, was it the Marjorie Douglas Stoneman High School shooting that happened last Valentine's Day, where the guard was accused of hesitating. I'm still not exactly sure what that is, because when they talk about that high school shooting, and they say, yeah, the guard hesitated, it didn't look like he ran and took cover for his life. It almost looked like he went towards where he was supposed to, but then it almost looked like he was kind of told to stand down. And then he told others to stand down. So why would he do that? But nobody's saying he was told that. They just said on his own he decided to wait and tell everybody else to wait. So something's a little fishy with that. Something's fishy. I don't know. But, so anyway, back to the Notre Dame fire. They say you could spend a lot to detect a fire, but it all goes down the drain when you don't move on it. So a fire alarm had sounded at 6:18 p.m. The church's new security guard, who was working a double shift and was just 3 days on the job, radioed a church guard to investigate if there was actually a fire. But the guard apparently went to the wrong place, checking the attic of a neighboring building instead of the main cathedral. When no one could locate the fire, the security guard assumed the blaze was a false alarm. It wasn't until a manager gave the night order, or the right order, did the church employee find the massive blaze. By then, it was too large to be extinguished by a firefighter, and that was at 6:48 p.m. So the mix-up has produced what the Times has called a bitter round of finger-pointing over who is responsible for allowing the fire to rage unchecked for so long. Oh, yeah, someone's head's going to roll. I mean, people are ticked. So crews arrived at about 7 p.m. By then, the landmark was engulfed in flames. Could have been entirely lost. Not to mention, a lot of firefighters had no idea if they would even come back out. They say the building was perilously close to collapsing. A dozen firefighters risking their lives to save the two bell towers, which threatened to bring down the entire building. We still don't know. They think it could have been a worker discarding a burned cigarette butt or a short circuit in the electrical bells of the spire. There's been a lot of fundraising efforts. I believe they've reached over $1 billion. French President Emmanuel Macron has promised it's going to be rebuilt within 5 years. Architects have warned that the reconstruction efforts could take decades. It's one thing to rebuild a church. It's another thing to rebuild it to its form. I mean, I forget how many decades it took to build that. I mean, some of these churches take centuries to build. And so my guess is this will take decades. Now, the employee of security company reportedly received death threats in the wake of the fire. So, you know, people want heads to roll. I told you guys my house was on fire. I was 12, 13 at the time. And I smelled something. And all of a sudden I hear, you know, my dad screaming, and the room next to mine was halfway ablaze, and you don't notice it right away. I mean, you would think if there was a little baby fire, you would notice it right away because there's smoke, there's smell, there's sound. Uh-uh. A closed room, a closed door. Apparently, they thought it was faulty electrical wiring. My grandmother used to buy things in the mail, buy clothes in the mail, and they would have plastic bags. And there was a lamp near that, and it possibly sparked and lit the plastic bags and the clothes on fire. And so by the time we saw the fire, we had to leave. I remember by the time I saw the fire, the smoke was like a couple feet thick, and it was just rolling at this phenomenal speed on the ceiling. I don't know if you guys have ever been in a fire, but you have the flames on one side, but you start to be surrounded by smoke, and the smoke rises, you know, hot air rises. So it's hot smoke. So the reason why we tell you to lay low is because that's where the air is still fairly kind of clean. But the smoke rose, and it just looked like waves. I mean, waves at the speed of, like, motorboats. And I just remember that. I remember the smoke being dark gray and black and just getting thicker and thicker. And so my dad grabbed me by the shirt. I didn't even have my shoes, and we had to go outside. And most of the house was destroyed. And, the fire could have been burning for about 15, 20 minutes. Crazy. And so, when people say, well, God, how could that happen, you know, for 30 minutes? So fires are devastating. If you've never been to Europe, the things you really, really need to see Europe, in addition to, like, the Colosseum and, you know, the Louvre and things like that, is just, and it's for free, just walk into these cathedrals. These churches that have been around for centuries, you just have to. And knowing that you're praying where other people have prayed, I don't care what religion you are. It's just beautiful. It's the most amazing sight. And so, you know, when things like that get destroyed, because we don't have a lot left. There's not a lot of our history left. I was in Germany, and there was a town that still has some of the medieval towers. And I took pictures, and I posted a video up, and I probably overtook pictures and overtook videos, but I threw it all on Facebook so you guys could see some of the stuff that's there. And it's, like, still standing. But you just never know how long something's going to still stand. And everybody goes, oh, you know, I think I'll eventually see it. I'll eventually see it. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. If there's something you've always wanted to see, make it happen. I'm not trying to be all, you know, negative and pessimistic or anything like that. But, you know, too many times in my life, I'm like, well, I'll do it when I'm older. I'll do it when I have money. I'll do it when I, and then it never happens. And so if there's something you want to see, get out there and see it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're hearing that two-thirds of our country is going to bake over the next few days. Apparently, we are about to feel a huge heat wave. two-thirds of the country. Okay, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's hot no matter what. I guess it wasn't that hot when I was in Europe during their heat wave. So I kind of missed the cool period of Las Vegas. Just that just always seems to happen. I always leave when we get some fantastic cool weather, and then when I'm back, it's hot. But according to the U.S. National Weather Service, the forecasters are calling for temperatures to soar across much of the central and eastern U.S. Many of those could see the hottest temperatures of the year. There's this large dome of high pressure that will send temperatures climbing in the coming days. They say 34 million people were under heat advisories, and another 21 million were under excessive heat warnings, according to the Weather Service. The affected areas stretch from Texas to much of the plains. The East Coast is also feeling the heat. Advisories issued from South Carolina to New Jersey. Now, Boston's mayor didn't declare a heat emergency, but warned residents to prepare. We're talking Boston. Okay, that's pretty kind of up north. Right? And what's interesting with Boston, or was it when I was in Rhode Island? I think I was in Rhode Island. Yeah, I was in Rhode Island at the time, and I was driving near the freeway, and it said south to New York. I always thought New York was north. And I completely forgot that I was actually north of New York. You would be actually taking a highway to drive south to get to New York. That blows my mind. So you're talking about, you know, a higher up latitude. And apparently Boston's mayor warned residents to prepare for the heat. They're going to have heat between 85 and 97 degrees. Remember, they also have humidity. So with the humidity, you can feel as high as 105 degrees. New York City. They say temperatures and heat indices are forecast to reach dangerously high levels by the weekend. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s by Friday. Heat indices of close to 107 degrees on Saturday. And I guess what the heat index is, when you hear about the heat index, it's a measure of how hot it feels when you have your air temperature plus your humidity. So New York City is going to open cooling centers from Wednesday to Sunday. So areas where people can cool down. And the commissioner for the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, Dr. Oxyris Barbeau, says hot weather is dangerous and could kill people. People with chronic physical and mental health conditions should use air conditioning if they have it and get to a cool air-conditioned place if they don't. You know, it was interesting. My kids and I are pretty tough, you know, when it comes to the heat. And this heat wave that was going on in Europe when we were there was so bad that... I know this is going to sound stupid, but it just shows you how bad it was, okay? We were in Disneyland in Europe, okay? Same price as in America, so it was like, you know, it was really kind of easy to do because we were there. And it was so hot that I wanted to leave the park to go back to the hotel room just to cool off. And my kids went on the more crappier rides just because there was air conditioning. Now, I love It's a Small World. So It's a Small World I love. But one of my kids is not a big fan. And they said, because it was so hot, we went to It's a Small World twice. Just, it's not a crappy ride. That's a fantastic ride. But they went to It's a Small World twice just because they wanted to cool off. So when people try and escape, when you see people, just like animals or insects, try to find a crevice to stay cool, you know it's too damn hot. And it's dangerous. So they say the heat wave is expected to bring the hottest temperatures so far this year to Chicago, Detroit, New York City, and D.C., the Weather Channel reported. The widespread record high temperatures are not expected because mid-July is typically the hottest time of the year. So Detroit is going to have a heat index of up to 105 degrees. Chicago the same. D.C. may see up to 115. St. Louis also may be gripped. A lot of cities in trouble with this one. So, yeah, unfortunately, what's going to happen is a bunch of people's air conditioning is going to poop out. It's just the luck of the draw. Not exactly sure why, but unfortunately, that's just what happens. So, many people will say, well, I'm going to go head to the beach. All right, well, yeah, well, cooling off. Cooling off at the beach may help. Water may help, but you got to be careful. I'm looking right now at three different stories on flesh-eating bacteria. We have one in Florida, one in Virginia, and then one in Texas. Now, we talked about the one in Texas where he was on a 4th of July beach trip, and apparently he was holding two crabs. He was celebrating with his friends, ends up getting sick because he came down with Vibrio. This Vibrio vulnificus is a flesh-eating bacteria that can spread and cause necrotizing fasciitis. He ended up going into the ICU. As this spread, he went to sepsis, and then unfortunately he died. The only thing they could think of is he had some scrapes or something that he just didn't know of. And when he was at the beach, the bacteria got in. They say apparently vibriosis can cause about 80,000 illnesses and 100 deaths in the U.S. each year, according to the CDC. A lot of times you get it from eating undercooked or raw seafood or exposing a wound to seawater. Unfortunately, all he did was enjoy the 4th of July festivities. Now, we have a Florida woman who did survive. She was trying to catch scallops. So she was in Florida, and this happened, though, a couple years back. And apparently, when she got back, I think the next day, her leg started to get hot, felt weird. Then it started to kind of turn black and blistery, and she was diagnosed with necrotizing fasciitis. Again, they thought it was either staph or vibrio, but I think they think it was vibrio with that one. And then there was another case where it was in Virginia. Now, in Virginia, this woman got a staph infection. She was just in the water for 10 minutes. That's it. Days later, she had to have emergency surgery. I believe she almost lost her leg. She was at Norfolk's Ocean View Beach. So, when you see these cases, and we're talking about the millions of people that go to the beach every day. Okay, we're only talking about three cases here that are recently reported. But it starts to kind of freak you out, going, okay, it's hot. I mean, are our beaches or waterways so contaminated that we have some real, real nasty infections out there? I mean, I'm not really sure exactly whether we've always had this type of bacteria or it's new. The problem is we have a lot better storytelling. Now, we have people taking pictures. We have people spreading things on social media. And so we have a lot more of the picture than we did in, like, the olden days. So if somebody did get a real nasty infection of the leg and died, we probably wouldn't hear about it. You know, remember, back then, they didn't want panic by people. And so one thing that kind of worked towards the government's advantage is if something happened, not a lot of people really know about it. Unless, you know, a reporter got wind of it or whatever. So we don't really have a lot of these cases counted, per se. You know, people talk about, well, you know, gonorrhea. You know, we have, you know, these superbugs and STDs, and there's this many reported. Well, that's that many reported. How many people get an infection and they don't report it? You know, previously, I don't think we really do this anymore, but we would see somebody, if we diagnose them with an STD, we would give them medicine for their partner. Now, I don't think they do that anymore. Well, one is because I'm like, well, which partner? You know, number two is, do they have an allergy to the medication? You know, we're really not supposed to treat somebody we don't know. But we used to do that. We were told to do that because they could be spreading STDs. So if you see that somebody has an STD, treat them, give them medicine for their partner, and then they would go and treat the partner. Now, I would say to them, have your partner come in and be tested, because if they are spreading gonorrhea, they may also be spreading chlamydia, they may also be spreading trich, maybe they also have HIV, so that person needs to be seen. But the average doctor was like, well, just give them medicine to get them started on something, and then they wouldn't go in and get counted. So we have a lot of underreporting of things. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.